Hello, it's the 11th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The government has called for a local inquiry into London Luton Airport's expansion plans. The current application to increase the annual number of passengers by 1 million was approved by Luton Borough Council late last year. However, the government's Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities has expressed a number of issues with the proposed related to environment, climate targets and air and noise pollution. Opponents to the plans welcome the government's intervention, including anti-noise group Lardacan and Hitchin and Harpenden MP Bim Afolam, who raised county boundary concerns. A spokesman for the council said that while there were disappointment with the decision, the request was in line with due process. A number of petrol stations across Bedfordshire ran out of fuel over the weekend as motorists attempted to top their vehicles up to avoid running out. CarsDirect.com tips for improving fuel efficiency include closing windows while driving, coasting down hills, and switching off the engine when the vehicle is not in motion. Figures provided by the Office of National Statistics reveal that close to 33,000 children across Bedfordshire are existing under conditions of poverty. The situation is expected to worsen, according to local children's charities, due to the end of the £20 a week top-up to Universal Credit late last year and because of the overall inflation in the economy. Broadband speeds across the county differed greatly based on location. The worst speeds were recorded in Bylow and Edworth in central Bedfordshire, with average download speeds of just over 2 megabits per second. In contrast, Luton has the best speed at almost 8 megabits per second. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.